Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Russian forces are said to be withdrawing from a city called Kherson on the Dnieper River in Ukraine. What does that mean? I welcome Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, visiting professor of Dickinson College, and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy to help me sort through the remarks that we're getting from the Russian commander in the field, from the defense minister in Moscow, and also what we can see and learn from Ukrainians in this contest. Jeff, a very good evening to you. I read a statement made that everybody was supposed to see by the new commander, overall commander in Ukraine. His name is Serovikin. The maneuver of the troops will be carried out in the near future. The formations will occupy the prepared defensive lines on the east bank of the Dnieper. The decision to defend on the east bank of the Dnieper is not easy. At the same time, we will save the lives of our military and the combat capability of the group of troops. End. Jeff, the Kherson was the first city captured by the Russian invader on February 24th. It is on the west bank of the Dnieper, and the Russians say they're withdrawing to the east bank. What is the significance of this maneuver and the Russians telling us they're withdrawing? Good evening to you.
Good evening, you, John. Well, the military significance, of course, is the Russians have concluded that based on this ongoing counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces around that area, that they are in danger of the 20 to 30,000 troops they still have in the city of being encircled and then forced to either fight or surrender or die. They have also publicly said, Serovikin himself has said, further defense of the city is futile. That's his word. And we're unable to maintain resupply because of the destruction of bridges and other mechanisms to bring supplies to those forces. So this means they're going to pull back before they are, in fact, encircled. That being said, it's very likely that the Ukrainian forces will press them very hard. So we'll see a lot of more major fighting going on. But this, as you suggest, John, is a major military setback in terms of the loss of this first city, the only provincial capital, oh, by the way, the Russians have ever captured. And oh, by the way, the capital of the Kherson province, which in the last few weeks, the Russians have formally annexed as part of the Russian Federation. So they made this part of Russia. And now a few weeks later, we are withdrawing and giving up the capital of that particular province. This is an unbelievable political setback as well for Vladimir Putin, who's got to explain that narrative. And longer term, in military terms, the Russians' objective initially was to take Kiev. That failed. Then their objective also was to take Kharkiv. That has failed. Then their objective was now to take Odessa and the Black Sea coastline. That has now failed. And the positioning of Ukrainian forces, as you suggest, John, in Kherson and south of there will make it much easier for them to strike targets throughout Crimea, making it very difficult for the Black Sea fleet or any elements of it to stay in Sevastopol, as well as allowing them to shut off the supply of fresh water, which comes from around Kherson, south into Crimea.
I puzzle about this announcement by the overall commander reporting to his defense minister about withdrawal. Because, Jeff, when you look at the map, the Dnieper River forms a natural barrier, a natural defensive position. And taking up positions on the east bank, it would be very difficult to cross that river under fire. Very difficult. Kherson on the west bank is a perfect urban fighting battle zone that you could slow down the Ukrainians for months, if not forever. In fact, we've talked about this. It looks like Stalingrad. So is there logic to this claim that they're withdrawing, or can we expect there to be continued fighting, infiltration, and then withdrawal across the river and to harass the Ukrainian forces and cause a lot of casualties?
No, I think the logic of the withdrawal is there, and there have been reports for quite some time that military commanders, Russian military commanders, had been telling Mr. Putin that we need to pull out just to preserve manpower, material, equipment that we're going to lose if we don't otherwise do that. And he had resisted that. It seems now the military logic has, in fact, been persuasive. But that being said, there still will be a battle of Kherson as the Ukrainian forces try to put the max pressure on those withdrawing Russian forces. A withdrawal while in contact, including the crossing of a river, is perhaps one of the most difficult military operations that I can imagine. So it would still make logical sense for the Russians to prepare defenses in the city, probably do a lot of mining, booby traps, etc. Not so much for trying to hold the city, but to slow that Ukrainian advance and pressure they're trying to put on them, allowing the maximum number of Russian forces and equipment to safely get across the river. At the same time, of course, Ukraine's objective is going to be to try to destroy as many pieces of equipment on the Russian side or capture it and kill as many Russian soldiers as that withdrawal is ongoing.
The artillery that has played such a major part in the success of the Ukrainians, along with the HIMARS, the missiles, all of that now can move forward towards the Dnieper River Valley. I'm told, I don't have the map in front of me, but I'm told that puts it well within the range of major targets in Crimea. That would suggest that the Russians are taking a defensive position that is not at all superior to holding Kherson. They're pulling back, but the Ukrainians are now going to be able to rain terror down on the Black Sea Fleet, on all of Crimea.
Exactly right. And I think you're going to see the Ukrainian counteroffensive as opposed to try to make an attack across that river, as you described, which would be very difficult based on the expanse of water, marshlands, et cetera, probably move south parallel to the river on the west bank, allowing them to be closer and closer, as you suggest, John, to those targets in Crimea and take advantage of HIMARS and other longer range systems to strike, as they have already done in past, Russian airfields, Russian naval targets. They just did that a few days ago, hitting a couple of those in Sevastopol, as well as, of course, taking full control, as we suggested a moment ago, of the fresh water supplies. And then, oh, by the way, don't forget, John, that the Russian then supply line becomes very critical. And that brings you back to the Kerch Bridge, which was struck by a car bomb. That car bombing was never, as best I recall, publicly acknowledged by the Ukrainians as being done by them, but every reason would suggest it probably was. That has still not been fully repaired, and there is somewhat limited operation of that bridge. And this could encourage the Ukrainians to once again try to strike that again in an effort to better isolate Crimea as they move forward with the full intent, which they have been saying from the very beginning, to reassert the territorial integrity of Ukraine, which in their mind includes the entirety of Crimea, which, of course, was seized back in 2014.
This is the road to Crimea, Jeff. The logic here is that if you take Kherson, you're going to rain down on Crimea preparatory for an invasion of Crimea. Is that not logical?
Absolutely, totally logical, without question.
And in attacking Crimea, they're moving into a part of what Russia annexed in 2014. And that suggests that the Kremlin now is ready to respond. How do we read this? Or is the Kremlin planning to send out more trash talk about nuclear weapons? Or have they got defenses built in Crimea to hold it?
Well, it's unclear to me what their defenses in Crimea look like. But they're going to have a problem with evacuating civilians, particularly because of the damage done to the Kerch Bridge. Recall, they already had begun, even before this announcement, evacuating large numbers of civilians out of Kherson. Population of the city of Kherson at the start of this war, about 280,000. Right now, best we know, about only 20,000 civilians or more still in that city. A much larger problem if, in fact, you are talking about Crimea. In the last few days, the Russians have somewhat played down this discussion of nuclear weapons, saying it's not really something they need to do, talking about the implications of that. And this came also in the aftermath of comments by President Xi of China, who talked about in the last few weeks how using nuclear weapons would be a real change in the international system, and really suggesting that was not the greatest idea. So they have somewhat downplayed that. I think what we may well see, however, is an intensification of this air campaign they have been executing, trying to strike civilian infrastructure, energy, et cetera. While this whole discussion about the withdrawal from Kherson was ongoing, Nikolai Patrushev, national security advisor to Mr. Putin, was where? He was in Tehran, Iran. And he was in negotiation with the Iranians, best we can tell, to barter for more drones and more missiles because the Russians are running short to maintain that particular campaign, that air campaign against Ukrainian civilian infrastructure.
Jeff, the Dnieper River is not going to stop the Ukrainian army. So how does the Kremlin plan the war going forward? They do not have sufficient personnel to guard the whole of the river. It will be crossed.
I think their plan is pretty much hoping that the winter will be on their side. And as the winter arrives and the trafficability becomes much more difficult on the banks and the river itself, that'll freeze the conflict in place. That'll freeze the front lines in place, giving them a respite of some period of time, perhaps to continue the training and developing of the 300,000 soldiers or more that we think they have mobilized, so that when the winter comes to close next spring, 1st of March, thereabouts, they're in a better position as far as their military forces go. They also may be able to extract more military equipment from other sources, witness their efforts to try to purchase North Korean ammunition, and efforts actually to bring some older equipment, like old T-62 tanks they have in storage back, and get them refurbished to go to the battlefield. So hopefully freeze things, and we'll be in a better position in 60 to 90 days. At the same time, an intensified air campaign, which they hope, I think, will drive more Ukrainians becoming refugees, heading into Western Ukraine and into Europe. And that, coupled with a cold winter in Europe, might put more pressure on European governments that may then cause them to urge the Ukrainians to negotiate a settlement.
From a colleague of mine, Tyler Rogoway of the War Zone, one source has told me the amount of equipment Ukraine will seize in this operation, if they indeed push to the Dnieper River banks in Kherson, will be unprecedented. Tons of trapped equipment that can't cross back to the other side of the river. This is going to look like Dunkirk. That's what, and the Ukraine is going to have equipment that they can all operate immediately because it's Russian equipment.
Absolutely correct. And there have been reports already that the Russians may have lost half of all the tanks they had in the Russian army. And lost is a combination, of course, destroyed. And we've seen a lot of those pictures of destroyed Russian tanks, but also captured. There's also reports that half of all armored vehicles now in the Ukrainian military were donated to them, albeit captured by them, from the Russian army. And those two numbers are both going to go up. There's going to be more Russian equipment destroyed and more Russian equipment captured and transferred to the Ukrainian. Not only that, John, don't forget the one thing that's very difficult for any withdrawing force to pull out is ammunition. So there'll be lots, I would imagine, of artillery, small arms, et cetera, ammunition that the Ukrainians can take full advantage of there in Kherson, unless the Russians are sophisticated in the withdrawal, which they haven't been so far in other withdrawals, and destroy that particular materiel as they're pulling the troops out.
Why don't the people know when they're beaten, Jeff? Russia's beaten. You can't give up Kherson and claim you've got a plan to take to hold the oblast. And if you can't hold Kherson oblast, you can't hold Crimea, correct?
I think that's correct, John. But as you know, Clausewitz said, war is politics by other means. A military defeat is one thing. A political defeat for Mr. Putin is another. And I think for Mr. Putin right now, this has become personally existential. I think the way they've orchestrated this, where it has been really a military decision, and Shoigu and Zarovkin discussed this on TV, and the decision was made, paints this picture as a military decision by the Russian military.
Right.
While there's not any formal comment by Mr. Putin or the Kremlin on the political side, because Putin knows, though he may be losing this war, to admit that publicly might be the end of him as the head of the Russian Federation.
We'll go to the diplomacy of this when we come back. Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, CBS News. He's a visiting professor at Dickinson College. He's the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Batten.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.